Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the man with the warm plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yep, and it's a little bit on the gray side, but what are you going to do? There is a dense fog advisory out for Connecticut only till 10 a.m., and then invariably cloudy today. Maybe one or two showers popping up, no big deal. High 70. Normal should be like in the low 60s. Cloudy tonight, low 60s. That should be the high. Partly cloudy, mid-70s Thursday. Sun and clouds, mid-60s Friday. Cloudy Saturday with some late showers. We have a front moving in, 70. And then behind that front Sunday, it's going to be kind of cloudy and cool. Only in the 50s with maybe a little drizzle. So the weekend is certainly not one of those weekends where, you know, sun is going to be busting out of love, because I don't see that.
Well, you got, if you, I put your map up when we put this up on demand, the weather prediction, the temperature predictions from the National Service for the weekend.
Yeah, for 6 to 10 days out to next Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like we're going to be above normal for that whole period.
Yeah, you know, very cold for the central two-thirds of the country. I mean, you know, they got, you know, 4, 5, 6 inches of snow yesterday, Dakotas and the upper Midwest. And a new storm is going to come in and give them equal amounts of snow tomorrow.
Now, what's it going to be like for my birthday on the 23rd?
That is this Friday. I just think, you know, you'll have sun and clouds in the mid-60s. Shouldn't be bad.
You know, people say, what are you going to do this year for your birthday, Marshall? Every year we normally do a fundraiser for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not doing that this year because, of course, you know, you can't. Are you going out to dinner, Marshall? Well, no, I can't. I'm not doing that. So what are you doing for your birthday? I'm sitting at home and watching TV is what I'm doing for my birthday. Because, you know, I most of the restaurants are at 50% capacity, and you have to go out at night. And it's just, you know, I'll just enjoy my birthday this year, and I won't count it towards my aging. Because 2020 has been a complete loss anyway. So instead of turning 68 this year, I'll put it off till next year.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just put off my – I'll have a double birthday celebration next year.
Okay, well, let's hope you can do that.
We better be able to do that next year.
I mean, you know, because there's a lot of gloom and doom being forecast with this COVID, you know, that – if people don't stick to the rules, boy, it's just not going to, you know, it's not going to end. And you know, and as far as these vaccines go, I mean, you know, they're right now, they're, you know, they're injecting young and healthy. You have to, I don't know, I'm skeptical about the whole thing. The whole thing I'm skeptical about.
Well, hopefully by next October, I'll be able to celebrate my 68th and 69th birthday together. Together.
That is nice.
It's a thought, anyway.
It's a thought, yeah. Other than that, I mean, anything get you a little fancy lately in the last 24 hours?
In the last 24 hours. Here locally, we're having, it was expected, all the schools had prepared for it, we're having some individual breakout of some COVID infections in some of the grammar schools, okay? Not a huge, huge thing, but enough where the region planned for it, and they're handling it on a day-by-day basis. The Hotchkiss School had some infections, but they just retested everybody, and they're fine for now. Other than that, I don't watch the national news, so I can't really comment. When I get up in the morning, yes, I have to deal with the national news and international news. But other than that, I just steer clear. And of course, the World Series is underway now. The Giants are playing tomorrow night. And then isn't the debate tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
Well, I won't even be up for the Giant game, never mind the debate. So I still don't know if it's going to go on or what's going to happen, because they're going to mute the mics, which they should have done from the beginning. And Donald Trump doesn't like the mics being muted, so we'll see what happens. But I'm not going to... And so I'm watching things, once again, Pat, a lot of things on Amazon Prime, on Netflix. I found a lot of interesting, very weird shows and movies that are just out. One called The Doorman, which is about a woman who came out of the Army, and she went through something traumatic, and so she got a job as a doorman. And of course, the place she got at the job as a doorman is there was a terrorist that took it over, and they were trying to find something, and she beat the living bejesus out of all of them. I don't normally watch things like that, but beggars can't be choosy, so I watched it. It was actually okay. It was entertaining.
It was, huh?
Yeah, it was.
I still have not watched Utopia.
Okay, I watched the latest episode of that the other night.
And how's that going?
Well, it really is a successful show because it is. You really don't know. You wait for something at the very end, okay? And you're not really sure what happened, it leaves you with a very dark, creepy feeling. And if you like movies like that, if you like shows like that, it's good. I don't normally, but I do like this show. All the people they have, the characters are pretty interesting. The plot line is of course, and they have to now when they start the show out every week. Of course, they have a thing. This was filmed about a year ago, okay, way before the pandemic, a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So they put up a thing that it's, you know, this had nothing to do with this pandemic. It was they put a disclaimer up because it is about a pandemic that is created by a company, and it is killing young children. But it's a wild show, is all I'll say. But if you don't like gore, then don't watch it. Don't watch it because it's pretty graphic. It's pretty graphic. But then when I get too much of that, I turned the Home and Garden channel, and I watch Hometown. I watch those two brothers that fix houses. I watch this person from Chicago that fix houses. I watch those. I watch Home, and then of course, I watch Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives on the Food Network. So that's basically what I watch.
Well, there's another good series on Netflix.
Which one?
Ratchet.
What is it?
Ratchet.
Ratchet?
It is about Nurse Ratchet. Remember Nurse Ratchet?
Yeah.
Well, this is all the prior days to Nurse Ratchet. It is bizarre. Very, very bizarre. I think you should watch it.
Well, I will put it down on my the great thing about all these services, when I get home, I'll type in I'll put it on my wait list. You know what I mean? There's a way you can, like the Mandalorian, the new season of that is going to come up starting October 23rd, I do believe. So that's going to come up and start. Also, Disney has already started streaming the movie. Remember that kid that died of cancer who wrote that song and it became a top seller and everything like that?
Yeah.
I watched that the other night. That was on.
Okay.
I knew the whole story, so I enjoyed that a lot, and it gave you the backfill on the whole story. So you know, that's my salvation, because if you know, I don't know how people can sit there and watch the news channels. I just don't know how they can do it and not be so depressed that they want to take their own life. I'm sorry, it's just too depressing. Too depressing.
It is, and right now it's basically the same thing. Unfortunately, yeah. It would be nice to say, ladies and gentlemen, that the coronavirus has been known to be decreasing throughout the world, but that's not what you hear.
I long for the days of Lucy and Desi, Carol Burnett.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the Golden Girls, All in the Family. Yep.
Oh, well. Well, we can't always get what we want, as the Rolling Stones said.
Yeah, that is true.
But we do have warmer weather, which I much appreciated for. I appreciate that.
At least you have that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate that. You don't know how much I appreciate that. It's nice where my furnace hasn't kicked on in the past 48 hours.
Right. Yeah, same here. So you're right. And, enjoy that. And unless, folks, there's something urgent, you won't hear from me until tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right, Mr. Unurgent. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
Take care, Pat. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a rather fantastic look at a not-too-bad forecast.